Paul, do you have an update on Nathan Beaulieu?
He's out today, day to day.
So Joe goes in.
Correct.
It's been a bit of a frustrating go for him. He's had it as much, but he's pretty eager to get back in.
Yeah, he's eager, and fortunately, because we were healthy and playing pretty well, we were able to give him enough time to get back to feeling right about playing tonight and getting back in the lineup.
What do you like about Joe's game? I mean, you know, he's been in and out again because of some hurts.
Yeah,
but
he moves the puck smartly. You know, he's a... skates well enough, he can get back and get a stick on it early, and then he's pretty sharp with how he moves it around, and he'll get it to the net as well from the blue line.
Your GM made a couple of moves, obviously, at the deadline to bolster the back end, but you were pretty strong there. That's been a strength for you guys, the depth?
Well, it is. So with a healthy lineup, we'd have 10 NHL defensemen, and we'd have three guys playing in the minors that have played games for us this year. So, and we've needed it. You know, again, the two guys that are out are so unique. That we needed NHL defensemen to come in and help plug those holes, and they've done a good job. So having the depth on our blue line has been very important for us.
You said there wasn't anything that you didn't like particularly about Rostovic's game, but what do you hope that he would take from having one game in the press box?
No, there was no message to it. There was no, hey, you need to watch the game. That was solely my take on how that game was going to be played, and that Matt Hendricks was built to play that game. And he played well, and I liked his game. So it was not a message sending. It was not unhappy with Jack's game. As a matter of fact, Jack, for me, has made some really nice progress over the course of the year. You know, he got some time at center, which is important. It's something that we'll look at down the road. But back on the wing, he's back battling. He's making good progress for me as really a first-year player. So I wasn't down on him when I took him out.
It's been tough sledding for the other guys for a while, and you caught Anaheim at a particularly down time. They've had some up times since the coaching change.
I think their record's as good as ours over the last 10 games. They had a tough night in Winnipeg, no different than we had a tough night in Colorado about a week earlier. Everybody has one on their schedule. They won't want that to happen here at home. They've got enough veterans with pride that they're playing well. They're playing hard now. Their goaltender's back, and making saves for them, and so this will be a tough challenge.
Having a chance to watch the Kings game again, did anything catch your attention there?
No, had the same feel. We liked our third period again as the best part of our game. We had found a real nice balance between being really aggressive on their defense, but at the same time handling any of the gap that came from it. So we were right on. As a five-man group, moved so well in that third period that we limited them really well. That's about it.
What has it been about the month of March, Paul, last year and this year so far, where the light kind of seems to switch on in terms of defensive structure?
Probably it's time of year, right? But usually what happens based on our schedule gets really central division focused. It's unusual this year that we're traveling as much as we do, but that's a function of going to Finland. But you can feel it coming, right? So last year at this time, you're playing a lot of central games, and then this year you're excited about what's coming, right? I think at the end of the day, playing defense is hard, and we've got, you know, some skill in our lineup, and it's that they didn't get to the National Hockey League grinding. But March means that you have to, so we've been able to up the intensity in that department.
To that point, you know, you talked to Kyle Connor, and he gets a goal and an assist, big one for you guys the other night. He refuses to really speak about himself. Talks more about the defensive part of the game. Is that the guy towing the party line, or is he really a very mature individual at this point in his career?
Well, Kyle, you know, is one of the handful of young guys that we haven't shown a whole lot of video to. We haven't needed to. His reads are really good. But it's an honest assessment of our team. So when we go through our games and we look at the things that we need to do, we have lots of confidence in our ability to score goals. And we've needed to develop a confidence in winning games where you weren't scoring a lot of goals, because that's where we're getting to, right? So the interesting thing is, and it gets skewed because we put up 8 in Carolina, but we're scoring at a pretty decent rate right now this month too, and starting to defend better. And that's what the coach is always selling. You'll score more if you defend harder. I think he's got the right handle on where we are.
Do you think Patrick's learning a lot about the defensive game, playing on that way?
Absolutely. Patrick's playing the best hockey now that he's played. I think that was true of Nick Ehlers when he plays there, and Cal Connor. One of the most important things about Patrick's time here is there's way more pressure defensively, believe it or not, on that line, because you are playing against the other team's best. Or you are going to get checked by the other team if they have a dominant checking line and you're on the road and you're playing in that hole, you're not going to have a lot of room. So instead of playing against the 5-6, now you get Doughty. And that's a different game. So this is all part of that learning process. Whether it sorts out and it stays, I'm not sure what we're going to do with that production from Patty. At the end of the day, it's what he does for a living. He scores goals. So we'll have to look at that. But I'm happy with his compete. I mean, he threw two of the three biggest hits of the night were by him. I'm not trying to turn him into a grinder, but when you're that big and that strong, we're fine with it.